WATW 1400 AM is your home for Ashland or Dockers sports all season long. The or Dockers football team returns to WATW this year, where they'll be playing every Friday night. Getting set for this week's game is Coach Travis Larson in our WATW 1400 AM Coach's Corner. Joining us now, we have Coach Travis Larson with the Ashland or Dockers. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Nice win last week over Mosinee. How'd that feel?
I tell you what, that was a fun game to be a part of. It felt great, you know, in front of your home crowd. The kids were excited, and it was a really fun game. A lot of highs and lows, and a lot of momentum swings, but it was a fun game.
It was a nice crowd too. I was kind of surprised with the last second change in venues and everything, but it seemed like everybody made it on time. Everybody made it to the field, and a beautiful setting for the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. Couldn't agree with you more. I know, you know, when we're playing the game, we don't necessarily turn around and look at the crowd, but it wasn't until right when the final horn sounded, that I turned around and I said, wow, there's a lot of people here. You know, you actually take in how many people were there, and it was our packed house, and it's really cool to see. And I think, and again, I don't, you know, when you're playing the game or coaching the game, you don't necessarily hear the crowd, but I know I talked to my wife after, and she said, man, the crowd really got into it, and I thought that's really cool.
Yeah, it was very exciting. It was cool to see. I know I was talking to Clarence during the game, and I looked out our window, and we kind of had the same thing. We're behind everybody, and we can't see a lot, and I looked out the window, and it was people standing along the sidelines, along all the fences. There was nowhere to sit. It was a great atmosphere. It was fun.
Northland College has a beautiful facility up there. It's a lot of fun to play there.
You're 2-0 in the conference now, Coach, 3-1 overall. That's got to be a good feeling, too.
Sure. You know, we say this every week, but, you know, we take it one week at a time. To be able to have a little momentum and be able to build on something is huge. The games don't get any easier. In fact, this game that we play this tomorrow, it could be one of the tougher games that we play all year, or the toughest. Merrill's a really good team.
You can't take those wins away from you now that you picked them up already.
Correct. Yeah, that's a good point. I told Clarence the other day, I said, it sure would be nice if a win was worth two and a loss was worth like half. But they don't work that way. They're just 1-1-1, and we're trying to get one more.
I talked to all the opposing coaches for our pregame, and I just got off the phone with Coach Rob Klug down at Merrill. And the thought from all these coaches is that the conference is wide open this year, and Everybody believes, no matter where you are in the standings, is that you can make a run. And he was saying the same thing, that it starts this week against you guys, and you guys are on top now. What can you tell me about Merrill? What can you tell me about the conference so far this season?
Well, I tell you what, it's too early to say that one team is a front runner. That's for sure. You know, you're two games into a conference schedule. So, and it is still wide open. Anybody can, it can beat anybody. I've said that all along in our conference. Our conference is so competitive, and it's very good that, there's not a team that's going to lose anybody or a team that can, I'm sorry, there's a team that can beat anybody on any given Friday. So, we're not walking around like, with our chest puffed out, we're saying we have to win our next game and then win our next game and win our next game. Merrill's a very good team. Just like us, they're shooting for a conference title. And they definitely have the opportunity to put themselves in the driver's seat by winning. So, and obviously we want to do the same.
School started this week, Coach. What kind of new challenges does that bring to just practice in the afternoon with more going on during the day for the kids?
You know, I was hoping you'd ask that, because I really want to commend our kids for how hard they work every day. So they get up, they go to school all day, you know, especially a new routine. Then they go to practice, and practice doesn't change in terms of length or schedule or what we're doing. And then they might go home, and you know, whether they're doing homework or they're doing chores or they're doing what have you. So those kids are putting in some long days, and you know, commend them for that. We don't necessarily change our routine up so much. We start at the same time, we end at the same time. The only difference is now these kids have a full-time school schedule, and you know, I really commend them for their toughness, and we talk about that all the time. Tough people win, and our kids are as tough as they get.
Before I let you go, Coach, you and some of the staff members went down to Lambeau Field for the game on Sunday. Yeah. What was that like?
It was awesome. I've yet to go to a game. That was the first game I've attended, a Packer game, and to be able to go down in the field. So I got spoiled. You know, we as a staff got spoiled to go down there and be a part of a great game or witness a great game. And go on the field before the game and watch the players and, you know, stand right behind them during the national anthem. I thought it was as good as a cool of football experience as I've ever had. And we were just, you know, really thankful to be able to do it.
Coach, good luck Friday night. Anything else?
No, we're looking forward to a great game and keep our nose to the grindstone.
That's it for the WATW Freedom Talk 1400 AM Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner is every Thursday on WATW 1400 AM. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow night's game on WATW 1400 AM. Also streaming online at WBSZFM.com.